This is the instruction that modern world has given to too many men. And that if, don't worry about it. Even if there is this thing called a soul, so what? Everybody except Hitler goes to heaven. It's amazing to me that all these things now seem tied together and almost seem to defy that these things could have happened organically, but that they must be part of an elaborate scheme hatched by Diabolis for the final victory when he saw the opportunity of modernity approaching. What do you think?
Definitely. I mean, I think, yeah, these things are processes. They don't happen overnight. They go from one to another, taking it ever further, ever greater. But, you know, the goal is there. It's the annihilation of man, the annihilation of the soul. I mean, it's the devil's wish. He doesn't even want to exist. He wants to be annihilated. And so, you know, it's in that direction, the annihilation through, you know, just the complete gratification. And finally, you just end up hating existence. And that's what, you know, that's where they're heading.
So, John, why don't people believe us then when we tell them that the goal of these people is the annihilation of man and the annihilation of all souls? They'll watch a horror movie and they'll have some demon creator creature that can only be raised from the underworld if the blood of a certain virgin is poured on a pentagram. Mm. And then he comes, you know, for an eternal rain of fire. So they believe it when they see it in a movie. Mm. But when I say what you just said, or when you say it, No, we don't believe in the devil. Why don't they believe in the devil anymore?
Well, he doesn't want us to believe in them. That's it's the screw tape letters thing. You know, don't try to not get them to believe in you. But it is illogical, because I mean, not it's not only us who say it. We quote them saying it. And so they're the ones that are saying, we want to annihilate man. We don't want you to have a soul. We don't want you to have free will. I mean, and then. But it's always harder the path of virtue, although it is infinitely much infinitely rewarded.
Under the subheading of Contrary Magisterium, you wrote this: what makes Professor Harari's History of Tomorrow so terrifying is that he is deadly serious about the project. This isn't a joke. Oh, Mike, that's just a work of, it's a quasi-work of fiction. No, it's not. Basically, I guess you could sum it up, but I haven't read the book, but since I've read your review, sounds to me basically like a plan or a proposition of how this might turn out.
Yeah, definitely it is, and he even says that. He says, you just start talking about it, and then people start thinking about it, and that's my role, just to throw the thing out there. It may not happen exactly as I said is going to happen, but let's throw these ideas out there and see how people, and get people used to them. And I think that's his role.
And by the way, for all of you evangelical Protestants that still believe that the new Israel and the new Jerusalem is the geographical location of the state of Israel, this gentleman is a history professor at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. So just another thing for you to consider. But you continue. Not only is he serious, but he's joined by a secular establishment that has put the vision together. You see how this vision logically fits in with the vast framework of data networks that tend to make the future feel so very present. In fact, Professor Harari sees his role as one who bluntly says out loud that which is uncommon and foreign. Quote, when they start thinking about it, most people realize that it actually makes a lot of sense. Close quote. What makes a lot of sense? Man eliminating man so a robot can take my place? This is invasion of the body snatchers.
Definitely is. I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense. But, sin doesn't make sense either, but we do it.
You can also be impressed by Professor Harari's certainties. He exhibits a slavish confidence in what he calls the life sciences that he cites as if oracles. Now, what are these? Now, are these life sciences? Do these replace? Are these the dogmas of the new faith?
Yeah, I mean, he definitely even uses the term dogma. You know, this is dogma. You know, this is what the scientific establishment believes. You know, it just he uses all the terminology of the church, and you know, it is a counter church when you come down to it.
Okay, so when I said at about 6:20 this morning, about 3 hours ago, folks, this show today is going to be dedicated to proving that there is a new religion out there, and it is the new Catholicism, lowercase c. And I'm going to demonstrate you through the course of our little 4 hours together here that the new religion, it's not coming, it's here. It is not going to build a church. It already has one, thousands of them. It's not going to convert people to be believers. They already are. It doesn't, not looking and, you know, waiting to name priests and bishops. It's already promoted them. It's not looking for sacred texts. It's already written them and stored them in his data centers. It's not looking for sacraments. It already has its sacraments. Idolatry of digital innovation or technological innovation is practically sacramental. It's a gift to you. And it doesn't matter what the technology does. As long as it's better than the old technology, well, then you must. It is a sacramentum from the Latin, meaning gift. It is a gift. The time is here, John. They're not coming. they're here. But the church has absolutely abdicated on this. And if anything, unfortunately, those at the top seem either to be unaware, uninterested, or in on it.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, I think it's tragic because these are moments which we would be able to say, no, the soul does exist. Look mm-hmm. at what the church says. Look what St. Thomas says. The free will, that is our, you know, our glory. We are creatures with free will. Look
That's
at
right.
what the church says. You know, all these things are topics that are very basic and, you know, really get into the fundamentals of the faith. And, you know, we should take advantage of that to teach the faith and not let the field just be abandoned to the enemy.